This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Anne Heche dies at 53.
There's this saying, let go and let God. And that's kind of how I live my life.
The investigation into what exactly happened as her family speaks out.
It's rough. It's really rough.
Then Adele's confessions.
I've actually never done that.
Admitting embarrassment over her Vegas shows and revealing plans for more kids.
Another one in the bag. Yeah.
Plus, Will and Jada after the Oscar slap.
Oh, wow!
And why the FBI is pointing a finger at Alex Baldwin in the Rush shooting.
I didn't pull the trigger.
Then TV Scoop, the stars sharing new season secrets.
They got it all figured out.
From Grey's to Yellow Jackets.
It's gonna make me cry.
And Justin Hartley after This Is Us.
Oh, it's incredible.
ET starts now.
New tributes to Anne Heche as the actress is removed from life support 9 days after her car crash. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner is off. Lauren Zima here with me.
Yes, Anne leaving behind two sons, including her eldest Homer with ex Coley LaFoon, who is now breaking his silence in an emotional new video.
I just have been blessed with this incredible, incredible love and incredible career.
I loved her and I miss her. And I'm always going to. Homer is okay. He's grieving and it's really rough. I think Anne is probably, I'd like to think she's free, free from pain. So goodbye, Anne. Thank you for all the good times. There were so many. And see you on the other side. And in the meantime, I got our son and he'll be fine. Love you.
ET has learned Anne was removed from life support Sunday after being declared brain dead on Friday. We're told the decision was made after a compatible person was found to receive her donated organs, which is something Anne wanted.
I like life. I like life. That's what it is.
The LAPD says Heche had narcotics in her system at the time of the horrific crash, but the investigation, it's been officially called off in the wake of Anne's passing. In a statement to ET, Oscar winner Robert De Niro said, "She was a wonderful actress, and I enjoyed working with her tremendously in Wag the Dog."
I thought they let us out of there too easily.
Anne also starred opposite Johnny Depp in Donnie Brasco and Harrison Ford in 6 Days, 7 Nights. But Anne's big acting break came on the NBC soap opera Another World, playing twins.
Well, then what's your problem?
Would you please let me get a sentence in?
It's the hardest work anybody could ever do.
There's this saying, let go and let God, and that's kind of how I live my life, you know? It's just like, let go. There's a whole bunch of things out there to embrace.
Anne was so very passionate and open throughout her life, and we are sending all of our love to her family. And now to Adele. The singer is getting candid about everything from her career lows to her new relationship highs that have her ready to say, I do again.
Oh my God, I can't believe
it. I'm having the time of my life, and the older I get, the more and more I love myself, and I'm enjoying my life.
I've never been in love like this. I'm obsessed with him. That is Adele gushing about her man of a year, Rich Paul. And yes, absolutely, marriage is on the table. But as for those rumors they're already engaged, well, they are just rumors.
Rumor has it.
Right now, Adele's renovating their new $58 million Beverly Hills mansion, and she has family on the brain. I definitely want more kids. I'm a homemaker, and I'm a matriarch, and a stable life helps me with my music.
My lyrics have progressed. But, you know, they're always still about the same thing, me, and seemingly my failed relationships, which is crazy.
The 34-year-old, who is Elle's global cover star out August 30th, also gives more insight into the January postponement of her Vegas residency, which she calls the worst moment in my career.
I'm really, really sorry.
The night before that announcement, she'd been up for more than 30 hours in torment over the decision, but now calls it a very brave thing to do.
Help.
Adele actually had a secret Twitter account, but deleted it after she was getting dragged for the cancellation. She, quote, was embarrassed and went into hiding. In fact, Adele almost didn't go on vacation in Italy this summer because she was afraid of the paparazzi.
I'm not really outside very often. Like, I don't... It's not that I can't go and do whatever I want whenever I want, but it's a bit of an operation for me to do it. But I had a vitamin D deficiency. It's because I didn't go outside.
Well, soon she'll be in Vegas getting some of that hot desert sun.
You gotta get outside, Adele, please.
Well, meanwhile, no one was hiding at last night's Hollywood Critics Association Awards.
Yeah, it was packed with Emmy nominees, getting us primed for TV's biggest night, and Denny DiRocco was exclusively backstage with all the winners.
Melanie Lynskey, Yellow Jackets! Oh my goodness.
Obviously, this is, I feel like, a cherry on top of an amazing Sunday. I mean, you just earned your first Emmy nomination. Are you prepared for that night? Do you have an outfit picked out?
It's gonna make me cry. Somebody is making an outfit for me, which is crazy to say.
It's a big win for Melanie, who recently revealed she was body shamed behind the scenes of Yellow Jackets.
I thought I would be like going to Saks and being like, show me your finest, you know, like I'm used to, you know, I'm not like sample size, I'm used to like shopping for myself, and the fact that a designer who I like adore is making something for me.
Also on the carpet, Grey's Anatomy star Kevin McKidd, who told us he's all good with Ellen Pompeo's reduced role in the upcoming season.
We'll get 8 episodes with Ellen. How do you think that will kind of change up the dynamic of the show?
They've got a master plan, and they've got it all figured out. I think Ellen deserves some time. You know, she's been steering the ship for all these years, and she's still not leaving the show, which I'm really grateful for.
The This Is Us cast was on hand to celebrate Matriarch Mandy Moore's special honor, delivered by her TV husband, Milo Ventimiglia.
Mandy, it is my honor to present you with this year's Hollywood Critics Association's Virtuoso Award.
I'm 8 months pregnant, so there's no cocktail or beta blocker for me tonight, which is way scarier.
She's as advertised. She's a wonderful human being.
Justin Hartley also gave us an update on his next drama in the works for CBS, The Never Game.
Ken Olin and I, we start shooting that in October. We're excited about it. The script came together really well. The script's amazing. Oh, it's incredible.
This is a lot. This is heavy. I'm not going to lie. This is a pretty heavy situation going on right here, but I love it. I'm in close proximity to Cheryl Lee Ralph at all times, so it's up my drama factor big time.
Yeah, I think we've got to just go glam or go home.
The cast of Abbott Elementary went big with a total of 4 Hollywood Critics Association Awards. They're also up for 7 Emmys.
Congratulations. Thank you. Said it best. The critics got it right.
Yes, they did. Absolutely right.
But we also get to see you in Weird. I mean, what was it like for you channeling Lady O in this?
I'm so excited. Weird is such a silly, fun movie.
I'm curious. Did you hear from Oprah after that photo made the rounds on the internet?
I can neither confirm nor deny. Why are you all up in the business?
But the big winner of the night?
Oh, the White Lotus.
What was it like to reunite with Sydney on the red carpet? I just saw you guys have a little moment.
I'm just so proud of her. I feel like it's my own daughter. And I'm like, yay, go girl.
The White Lotus and Euphoria made Sydney Sweeney a 2-time Emmy nom. Next, the 24-year-old will take on the role of the second Spider-Woman.
What's the most exciting thing about joining the MCU with Madame Web?
That I can't talk about it.
Marvel's got snipers, I get it, so don't worry.
It's terrifying, it's really terrifying.
And happy early birthday, you're celebrating at the Emmys, right?
Oh my God, you know?
25.
But I only get 1+1, so my mom and my dad are fighting right now.
Also celebrating soon, Better Call Saul's Bob Odenkirk.
You are turning 60 in October, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's quite the milestone.
It is for me. I had a heart attack 1 year ago. This year anniversary is a big deal. It means your heart has repaired itself a lot, and that's great. And so I'm doing really well and feeling great, and I will celebrate 60. I don't know how, but it'll be good.
The popular series is coming to an end tonight after 6 seasons, but a spinoff isn't out of the question.
I want to know young Kim.
You know she's the best choice.
No, I'm not.
Patrick and I were thinking about, like, alternate universe where we run a mega church. Remember that?
Howard and Kim, praise the Lord. Speaking of church, you know, Will Smith has seemingly been on a spiritual journey after slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars, but now he and Jada Pinkett Smith are back facing cameras for the first time since that scandal.
What's up, Will?
Flashing a peace sign with Jada holding on to Will's back pocket, the couple appeared at ease while Will slowly attempts to transition back into public life.
If you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
Their Malibu weekend occurred just over 2 weeks after Will released a public apology to Chris.
Chris, I apologize to you.
Our source says Chris has no plans to reach out to Will, while another source tells ET Will is focused on laying low and, quote, doing the work to make real changes for the future. Now to another star in crisis, Alec Baldwin.
She didn't make it?
A new FBI forensic report obtained by ET suggests Alec must have fired the deadly shot on the Rust movie set last October because the gun, quote, could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
Alec previously denied fault in the deadly accident that claimed the life of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. In a statement to ET, Alec's attorneys called the FBI report misconstrued, adding the medical examiner determined Halyna's death was a tragic accident. Now to Amber Heard's legal shakeup and her fight to appeal Johnny Depp's $10 million defamation verdict.
This is humiliating for any human being.
ET can confirm Amber's main trial attorney, Elaine Charlson Bredehoff, is out. She is replaced by the legal team who successfully defended the New York Times against Sarah Palin's defamation suit. Johnny, meanwhile, is continuing his career comeback. ET can confirm he will direct a feature film centered around the life of Italian artist Amadeo Modigliani. Johnny will co-produce alongside Al Pacino. Johnny says he relates to Modigliani's story of, quote, great hardship but eventual triumph.
Let's be very real. Johnny's living his best life right now. I mean, he just signed that new contract with his fragrance, so all is good in his world. Meanwhile, we're on top of Prince Harry and Meghan's next move, and it's back to the UK.
I want to share something with you.
A royal return? Why the couple is headed back to Britain, then the ugliest house in America. No longer. How HGTV turned this home from funky to fabulous.
Girl, wait till you see.
Plus, Jennifer Lopez snaps at a pap. Why she sounded off, plus the advice she's giving to Britney Spears.
This is just a groundbreaking day.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going back to the UK, but relax, it's just for a visit. The couple will return to Britain on September 5th to support several different charities. They'll also stop in Germany to kick off the one-year countdown to the Invictus Games. Those are fabulous. If you ever get a chance, go see them.
Oh, fabulous. But my work travels are not taking me to England or to Germany.
Where?
I did go to West Palm Beach, Florida. It's for something truly ugly. Yes, only ET went behind the scenes with comedian Retta to see the ugliest house in America. We have gone from ugly to desired. Wow. Before the glow up, Retta visited a whole bunch of very unique homes, but crowned this one the ugliest house in America. Give me a few words other than ugly to describe this winner of a house.
Pecky cypress is a type of wood. Zero privacy. There's no one word. They have no corners, no walls.
And you also said the two words murder scene.
Did I?
Yes, about the tree-eating fungus.
Apparently that wood is expensive. I was like, for what reason?
The big reveal is streaming now on Discovery Plus. The renovation, designed by Allison Victoria, took almost 2 months and $150,000.
Holy smokes.
Oh my God. Oh, I love it. And I love the green. All right, ladies, this is no longer the ugliest house in America. Let's relax, let's enjoy, let's take it in. This is an oasis. What you didn't see was how incredibly humid it was there in Florida. They really blessed that mess of a home. But things are about to get very messy between Kevin Hart and his new co-stars.
Y'all, we're gonna have to carry Mr. Hart out of here.
I knew it.
Kevin, Mark, Regina, only we're with the Me Time stars for a little sip, spill, and sing.
I'm sorry.
Then.
Where are you guys at now, you and Chrishell?
Jason Oppenheim on his breakup and the new Selling Sunset spinoff, more drama than the original?
After you cross that line of disrespect, I'm done.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Thank you, J-Lo.
I don't do this for you.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias.
Living my life.
That's J-Lo having words with a paparazzo as she heads to a morning dance session.
You should be grateful.
Today is actually Ben's 50th birthday, and J-Lo also showed some love for Britney Spears as well. Over the weekend, J-Lo posted, "Stay strong" to Brit, who's in the middle of a nasty back and forth with ex Kevin Federline and their two sons. Well, listen, there's no war between Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart, but they are forcing their new co-star Regina Hall to take sides. You see, both guys brought along their own tequila brands to play a little sip and spill with Regina and our Rachel Smith. And, oh, as expected, things got really messy. It's another ET exclusive.
Let's get to it.
Let's go. Let's
Regina,
play.
You're first up, young lady.
Oh.
Who do you think wins in the gym between these two gym rats?
I'm a sip.
Well, take a sip.
Oh, nice.
Sip or spill, Mark. What do you kids think about the Marky Mark fashion that you were rocking back in the 90s?
Mm. Hey, I'll sip and spill. They're terribly embarrassed by it, but my son, the whole time we're on summer break, doesn't have a shirt and his underwear hanging on. Totally stole the whole look.
Got the next question for you, Kevin. So sip or spill, we get some musical moments from you in the film. So what's your go-to jam?
I'm gonna sip.
Do we get an option?
Oh,
no,
what?
I'm gonna sip.
You're gonna sip? Y'all, we're gonna have to carry Mr. Hart out of here.
I know it.
All over the ball.
I'm a big believer. Sorry is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, give us a rendition.
I'm sorry.
Okay, next time we are definitely doing karaoke. But for now, the trio wanted to talk about their new movie, Me Time, out on Netflix August 26th. Kevin plays a stay-at-home dad who reluctantly goes to unwind at his pal's wild birthday party.
I told you you could do it!
I love you, Huck!
I love you,
this movie's a good time.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for a better cast to work with.
I watch it with my whole family, and to see the kids be able to enjoy it as much as the adults is a lot of humor that goes a little bit over their heads. But yeah, very, very enjoyable.
Something tells me there were a few drinks on that set. Mark loves his wine. He has a tequila line. Kevin has a tequila
Can
line.
Can we get some of it? Send it our way.
That's the important thing. All right, look, if you love drama, Selling Sunset has plenty of it for you.
Oh, yes. I mean, in season 5, we saw Chrishell Stouse's blossoming romance and breakup with her boss, Jason Oppenheim. So how do they top things in season 6?
Where are you guys at now, you and Chrishell?
We're in a really good place. We were really good friends before we were together, and I think we're back there.
You saw
G Flip recently. How did that go?
They're awesome. I mean, we had a really good time, and it was really cool meeting G.
Yeah, no hard feelings here. Jason recently made his red carpet debut with new girlfriend Marie Lou Nurk. Not to mention, the Oppenheim brothers are also expanding their real estate empire.
Orange County is a different vibe here. Give me some of the numbers. What were some of the priciest homes that we will see on this season?
$100 million.
Selling the OC, out August 24th on Netflix, will follow 11 new agents at the new Newport Beach office, including Pitch Perfect star Brittany Snow's hubby, Tyler Staniland.
Could we see her on the show at all? And what does she think of you embarking on reality TV?
You will not see her on the show, but she's supportive. I think that's what makes our relationship successful.
She tried to kiss me.
Who had the more dramatic season one? Selling Sunset or selling OC?
I feel like we win hands down on that.
This group of people just really brought it for season one. Out of the gate, they came out really hard.
I'm done.
Is anyone in the cast not speaking to each other right now?
Yeah.
My brother and I aren't speaking.
Everyone in the other room, I don't talk to.
As for Selling Sunset, well, in addition to season six, it's also been renewed for a seventh season. And Bree Tiasi is joining the cast.
Could Christine ever come back?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. You know, I try to stay out of that.
Well, we know she has two whole seasons to make a dramatic return. All right, coming up, a major Lizzo announcement, why she's in a wedding dress loving up on a famous male model.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everyone. It's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, ET. Taking y'all behind the scenes at my music festival.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Also tomorrow...
He sure as hell don't belong here.
He betrayed Ted Lasso, so what's next? Our soccer exclusive with Emmy nominee, Nick Mohammed.
Hey, you know what that means.
But before we go, Lizzo was just added as a performer for the MTV VMAs airing August 28th.
Oh, yes, it is about time. Lizzo is up for four awards. She will share the stage with fellow acts just announced, Blackpink, Måneskin, and Jack Harlow. But, oh, there's a new man in Lizzo's life. That is supermodel Tyson Beckford making a surprise cameo in the singer's new video for To Be Loved. And, oh, we are here for it. It's also about time for that. Good night, everybody.
Take care, y'all.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season four of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker, now streaming on Paramount+.